When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I thought we'd start off with a fun topic today. Something that I've always held close to my heart since childhood. Velcro in its many forms.
Velcro's great. And sticky, and it can scratch you pretty bad on the sticky part.
Hooks and loops.
They're all there for your needs. So I thought we'd start off with how Velcro revolutionized the shoe business.
Oh man, I loved Velcro shoes when I was little, but I wanted Velcro shoes really bad. And my mom had this rule that I couldn't have Velcro shoes until I tied my shoes. So it just put a lot of pressure on me and caught, like, I mean, you know, I'm this tiny, tiny little kid with all this pressure of having to learn how to tie my shoes just so I can get Velcro shoes, which didn't make any sense to my little brain, because it was like, I'm just going to get Velcro, then I don't need to know how to tie. This doesn't make any sense. But, so, you know, pressure started early for me. Thanks, Velcro.
Velcro is an interesting piece of science. With Velcro shoes, you'd think that Velcro is pretty awesome. It's like, you don't have to learn how to drive a stick. You can just go with the automatic version of a shoe. So, I mean, you're probably not going to be a race car driver in your Velcro Keds, but gosh darn it, they're a lot easier to put on. The catch is that everyone, when I wore Velcro shoes, made fun of me because I wore Velcro shoes. There are probably other reasons that they were making fun of me.
But that's the one that stuck?
Also the shoes.
Oh, I mean, they all stuck. Like, they all stuck. But the Velcro shoes are definitely up there in things that got me castigated and ridiculed.
Makes me think about advanced math, where, you know, you learn all the how to do it by hand, but then when you get out into the real world, everyone just uses software.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's how I do all my math. Yay, computers.
Good thing we have those backup shoes, though. The Velcro ever know it doesn't work anymore.
We're totally going to make fun of Velcro, but we are not going to, I mean, and like the things that can go wrong with Velcro, the existence of Velcro, I think, is something that is beyond the scope of us as a podcast ridiculing. But by ridiculing Velcro, I want to make sure that we are not denigrating folks that A, prefer Velcro for stylish reasons, or B, find Velcro immensely helpful in their daily life because of mobility issues, disability, accessibility, stuff like that. So you people are cool. People are cool. We're just doing a bit here about Velcro. I'm super sensitive about being made fun of for Velcro, so I'm not making fun of you.
Velcro is badass. Velcro shoes are what I preferred, and honestly, still prefer to this day, because I've got joint problems with my feet, and laces can put a lot of pressure on my joints and my feet, so I am hardcore team Velcro. That said, I've also damaged a lot of clothing with Velcro, so Velcro is not always team Chrissy. Just, yes.
The Velcro giveth and the Velcro taketh away.
Velcro belts.
Velcro belts?
Yeah, have you never used a Velcro belt before?
No.
No.
I mean, they come in multiple forms. One form is like the self-tightening pants, where they have like little Velcro straps that you can tug to tighten your pants seam and just Velcro in place.
Oh, I think I saw ravers wear those. That, like, if I search my mind for the mid to late 90s, accessing, I definitely remember some, like, super baggy raver pants that incorporated Velcro-y straps.
That seems practical.
Yeah, right? The downside that I would see is that if you're, like, tripping on E or whatever, and you're getting all huggy, and your huggy hands run over Velcro, that can ruin your night.
Yeah, also, again, just with the one thing I will say, because, I mean, surprise no one. I've never been to a rave, but I've seen some rave clothes, and specifically, like, some very nice, synthetic fabric that people like to wear, especially girls on their tops. It's like, get, like, a good shine, and Velcro in those fabrics, I'm telling you, they just do not get along. This is a thing I'm going to harp on this whole episode, because so many snags and just really pretty, like, shirts and dresses. So, like, if you're dancing with somebody at one of those raves, and then, bam,
Velcro
snag in your dress.
Although, it would be really cool if, like, you had a dance partner that you could Velcro to while you were dancing, so that you were, like, synchronized. That seems like it would be pretty awesome.
That would be really helpful for me. I have very little rhythm.
Peace, love, unity, respect, and Velcro.
Well, while we're thinking about how it could harmonize, think about all the things that people use it to restrain with. You know, you want to pop up that window. Let's put up a Velcro strap. You want to hang something on the wall. Velcro strap. All the different hanging apparatuses.
Whoa, I feel like suspending
defying gravity
with Velcro would be problematic if it gave out. I mean, Velcro gives out. I mean, it's not a perfect system.
It does.
It's dependent on being stronger together than all of the individual pieces. And so as they start to slip and wear and die under the load, then the window can fall and crush and break. So if it's sustaining itself against gravity, if it's for goofs, like the gymnastic Velcro wall where you propel yourself onto a wall that is made out of Velcro, hang there for a few seconds, then ha-ha, and then you fall off, that's great. But, like, windows are expensive and dangerous and explode into sharp, glassy projectiles.
This was just one option of the many options that we have to hang things with Velcro.
I mean, you're talking about hanging things, restraining things. Like, I restrained a bunch of cords at work today with little Velcro, like, zip ties. And they're very useful and, you know, nice for that. But also, they stick to each other and can be really frustrating when you're trying to, like, get them all apart and get them, like, actually organize your cords so your cords are nice. So there's a fair amount of frustration while, you know, tying those back with my little Velcro straps today.
And those are in the dusty parts behind the computer. So as they're hanging out there, doing their job, keeping the cords organized, they turn into this giant fuzz ball of things that get caught in the Velcro loops.
Yeah. And if you have long hair, those fuzz ball Velcro loops include, like, little hair balls. It's not pleasant. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Velcro straps to hang electronics from yourself.
Okay, again, I would like to stress that hanging things with Velcro isn't, like, I find that to be suboptimal. I mean, gravity is going to win. If you're in space and you need to do that little thing where you're, you know, sleeping in a sleeping bag on the side of the spaceship, or if you've got a message board on your college dorm where you've got a little Velcro on the pen to keep it next to the message board, and it's not a high-risk operation, or, like, sports cuffs where everybody's having a good time and nobody's being suspended by the cuffs, then there isn't a problem. It's when gravity is in opposition to Velcro that I feel like so many things can go wrong.
It's not even just gravity either, right? It's, like, use. Because did you ever have those games when you were little where you, like, threw a ball at this giant Velcro, like, it was like a Velcro ball that you threw it at, or a, like, at a Velcro disc.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, eventually those just stopped working because the ball would get too, like, too fuzzy and the Velcro on the thing would, you know, wear out. Like, that happens just with use with Velcro. Like, eventually it just is like, nah, I'm done. Give up. And then your stuff falls, or, you know, it stops being useful.
You just have to maintain your Velcro with fresh Velcro from the Velcro fields.
This sounds like it could be, you know, potentially one of those situations, too, where you just, I'm, you know, Jeff brings up a point that I hadn't even been considering where, you know, we're just using Velcro willy-nilly. Are we, like, making sure our Velcro is properly farmed?
Organic?
Are we making sure? Yeah. Like, are the people who are, you know, maintaining these fields using good business practices? It's, you know, there's a lot of things I didn't even think to bring up until just now, but...
Yeah, if Monsanto is copyrighted the Velcro seeds, then the small town Velcro farmer is going to go out of business if they haven't already.
And well, and if you're importing your Velcro from, you know, another country, you have to make sure, you know, is this Velcro fair trade? Are we, you know, making sure that the people who are farming this Velcro in the other countries are being, you know, properly paid and taken care of in their work environment? It's a lot to think about.
It's good to think that Velcro can be thought-provoking as well as physically useful.
Yeah.
Who knew? Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Christy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I I'm sitting here thinking about Velcro and the things that it can be good for. And, you know, we've talked a lot about restraining, and I think that there's a lot of good things that Velcro can be used for that are a little safer than, say, like things that don't just come apart when you need them to. But also just be careful when you're using Velcro and that everything is consensual and being used correctly.
I think it's important to recognize the power of Velcro to things that are completely different that seem like they wouldn't have anything in common. The two halves, the hooks and the loops. I never saw West Side Story, but I think the Sharks and the Jets end up being friends. So I'm going to assume that that is true and say that Velcro is like street gangs that have forged an alliance out of love to make sure that the job gets done.
Love and snappy dance numbers.
I'm going to go hang upside down in my feet restraints and do some sit-ups. Thanks for listening.
Sounds dangerous.